A former North Dakota lawmaker recently died after eating at a New Orleans restaurant. The alleged culprit, a bacterial infection from a raw oyster. Oysters have long been a trademark of Southern cuisine, but they also pose health risks. So, just how dangerous is it to eat raw oysters? WWNO's Travis Lux went to find out.
What's happening, y'all?
Thomas Stewart is the famous oyster shucker at the uptown New Orleans restaurant Pascal's Manali.
I'm Thomas, uptown T, Stewart. Guaranteed to plead not to tease, knock it down to your doggone knees. I'm at Pascal Manali's uptown New Orleans.
His side of the bar is covered by a pile of raw oysters and ice. One by one, he digs them out and then pries open the shell with a knife and slices the meat free. Brent and Paula Kusu are on the other side of the bar. They're regulars, they tell me. Been making the drive all the way from Lafitte for about 30 years.
And this guy here is the best. I mean, I've been to a lot of places, and it's just his oysters are very clean. He doesn't have any chipleys in his oysters.
I'm not sure if that's an official term or if he's just pulling my leg, but basically none of those crunchy little bits of shell.
A lot of calcium in it, yeah.
Kusu heard the news about the politician who died, but he's not worried. He says he's never gotten sick. But of course, sometimes people do get sick, and every now and then, someone actually dies.
So there's always going to be a small amount of risk.
Dr. Fred Lopez studies infectious disease at LSU's Health Sciences Center. He says the biggest danger comes from a bacteria called Vibrio vulnificus. That's what allegedly killed the politician from North Dakota. And it's actually everywhere.
This is the bacteria that is in the water, water that typically is warmer than 20 degrees centigrade.
AKA 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Meaning, it's actually more common in the Gulf of Mexico where the waters are warmer compared to the east and west coasts.
If you're consuming a raw oyster that comes from the Gulf Coast waters, particularly in the summer months, you have to assume that it has Vibrio vulnificus.
But just because many oysters are exposed to Vibrio, it doesn't mean they're actually dangerous to everyone. People with certain pre-existing health problems are especially vulnerable.
Typically, and most commonly, liver disease is a predisposing factor.
Diabetes.
Kidney disease.
Cancer.
And being treated actively with chemotherapy for cancer.
In general, people with weak immune systems. Lopez says those people shouldn't eat raw oysters, period.
They can eat shellfish. They just need to make sure that they're thoroughly cooked, boiled, fried, steamed.
Proper cooking, he says, kills the bacteria completely. All things considered, Vibrio infections are still pretty rare. And if you don't have one of those pre-existing issues, Lopez says you're probably fine. It's nothing to worry about. It's just that for those people with weaker immune systems who are then infected, anywhere from one-third to one-half of those people die.
That's a very high mortality rate.
Which is why there are strict regulations around oyster harvesting. The Interstate Shellfish Sanitation Conference is the group that sets those regulations for the FDA. Ken Moore is the executive director.
Probably shellfish and milk are the two most regulated foods in the country.
There's an old adage that you should only eat raw oysters in months with an R, September through April, basically the cooler months. So this isn't a new idea. And Moore says regulations have tightened over the last 10 years or so. For example, during the warm summer months, oysters that are meant to be eaten raw have to be refrigerated within an hour of harvesting. He says that's had an effect.
We've actually seen a reduction in those cases. So we think that the controls that we have in place are actually keeping those numbers lower.
Dr. Alex Biu agrees. He is the assistant secretary for Louisiana's Office of Public Health.
It is very, very rare to become ill from eating oysters.
But he says even though infections from eating raw oysters are down, the amount of Vibrio in the water is actually increasing. And that's because the waters are getting warmer.
So, I mean, I definitely expect our jobs to become harder as the waters continue to warm because of climate change.
Meaning more testing and closer scrutiny and maybe more risk.
And I think that's sort of the big point when we start talking about the the climate change effects on not just the planet, but Louisiana, it really can touch everything.
So if you're not at risk, slurp them up while you can, or just toss them in a deep fryer. In New Orleans, I'm Travis Lux.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.